This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Today is the last day for prospective students to submit free applications to Colorado's colleges and universities. The state's free application program expanded to 3 days for the first time this year. 32 state colleges and universities are participating, along with a few private schools. Last year's one-day window drew more than 56,000 applications. The program aims to increase Colorado's college enrollment rate, which is far behind the national average. The Colorado Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters. She was trying to overturn an order banning her from running the county's election this fall. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Peters' attorney admitted that she brought in an outside person who photographed the annual system upgrade to the county's Dominion voting machines and misrepresented who he was to state officials. The images were later leaked publicly, causing the machines to be decertified. The Colorado Secretary of State filed a lawsuit to prevent Peters from overseeing the upcoming election, arguing that her involvement would threaten its integrity. A Mesa County District Court agreed, and the Supreme Court will let that ruling stand. Former Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams is now in charge. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Broncos had a short practice this week as they host Cleveland in Thursday night football. A familiar face will be under center for the Browns, former Broncos starter Case Keenum. This is CPR News. Thanks for listening.